Hi, this is Danny Whitaker with Devoted to Scripture. I'm reading through the Bible in a year and sharing my reading with you. This is day 55 of our journey. Today we read about vows offered before the Lord. These vows to the Lord were holy and were to be taken seriously. However, a vow did not usurp the authority of the head of the home. Whether a daughter or a wife, vows offered by a woman were subject to the man's approval. This role given to the father allows him to protect his household from rash vows. But it also comes with a greater accountability. God will hold these men accountable for the vows offered in their home. We also read about Moses' last military undertaking. God calls him to enact vengeance upon the Midianites for their part in causing the Israelites to worship other gods. 12,000 men go into battle and completely destroy the Midianite army. After the battle, the Israelite commanders take count and realize that God has brought about victory without a single Israelite death. Join me in Numbers 30 and 31 to see God's protection of the Israelite home and military. Numbers 30. Moses told the leaders of the tribes concerning the Israelites, "This is what the Lord has commanded. If a man makes a vow to the Lord or takes an oath of binding obligation on himself, he must not break his word, but must do whatever he has promised. If a young woman who is still living in her father's house makes a vow to the Lord or places herself under an obligation, and her father hears of her vow or the obligation to which she has pledged herself, and her father remains silent about her, then all her vows will stand, and every obligation to which she has pledged herself will stand. But if her father overrules her when he hears about it, then none of her vows or her obligations which she has pledged for herself will stand, and the Lord will release her from it, because her father overruled her. And if she marries a husband while under a vow, or she uttered anything impulsively by which she has pledged herself, and her husband hears about it, but remains silent about her when he hears about it, then her vows will stand, and her obligations which she has pledged for herself will stand. But if when her husband hears it, he overrules her, then he will nullify the vow she has taken, and whatever she uttered impulsively which she has pledged for herself, and the Lord will release her from it. But every vow of a widow or of a divorced woman which she has pledged for herself will remain intact. If she made the vow in her husband's house or put herself under obligation with an oath, and her husband heard about it but remained silent about her and did not overrule her, then all her vows will stand, and every obligation which she pledged for herself will stand. But if her husband clearly nullifies them when he hears them, then whatever she says by way of vows or obligations will not stand. Her husband has made them void, and the Lord will release her from them. Any vow or sworn obligation that would bring affliction to her, her husband can confirm or nullify. But if her husband remains completely silent about her from day to day, he thus confirms all her vows or all her obligations which she is under. He confirms them because he remains silent about her when he heard them. But if he should nullify them after he has heard them, then he will bear her iniquity. These are the statutes that the Lord commanded Moses relating to a man and his wife, and a father and his young daughter who is still living in her father's house. Numbers 31. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Exact vengeance for the Israelites from the Midianites. After that you will be gathered to your people." So Moses spoke to the people, "Arm men from among you for the war, to attack the Midianites and to execute the Lord's vengeance on Midian. You must send to the battle 1,000 men from every tribe throughout all the tribes of Israel." So 1,000 from every tribe, 12,000 armed for battle in all, were provided out of the thousands of Israel. So Moses sent them to the war, 1,000 from every tribe, with Phinehas, son of Eleazar the priest, who was in charge of the holy articles and the signal trumpets. They fought against the Midianites as the Lord commanded Moses, and they killed every male. They killed the kings of Midian in addition to those slain, Evi, Rechem, Zur, Hur, and Reba, 5 Midianite kings. They also killed Balaam, son of Beor, with the sword. The Israelites took the women of Midian captive along with their little ones, and took all their herds, all their flocks, and all their goods as plunder. They burned all their towns where they lived, and all their encampments. They took all the plunder, and all the spoils, both people and animals. They brought the captives, and the spoils, and the plunder to Moses, to Eleazar the priest, and to the Israelite community, to the camp on the Rift Valley plains of Moab, along the Jordan River across from Jericho. Moses, Eleazar the priest, and all the leaders of the community went out to meet them outside the camp. But Moses was furious with the officers of the army, the commanders over thousands and commanders over hundreds who had come from service in the war. Moses said to them, "Have you allowed all the women to live? Look, these people, through the counsel of Balaam, caused the Israelites to act treacherously against the Lord in the matter of Peor, which resulted in the plague among the community of the Lord. Now, therefore, kill every boy and kill every woman who has been intimate with a man in bed. But all the young women who have not experienced a man's bed will be yours. Any of you who has killed anyone or touched any of the dead, remain outside the camp for 7 days. Purify yourselves and your captives on the third day and on the seventh day. You must purify each garment and everything that is made of skin, everything made of goat's hair, and everything made of wood." Then Eleazar the priest said to the men of war who had gone into battle, "This is the ordinance of the law that the Lord commanded Moses. Only the gold, the silver, the bronze, the iron, the tin, and the lead, everything that may stand the fire, you are to pass through the fire, and it will be ceremonially clean. But it must still be purified with the water of purification. Anything that cannot stand within the fire, you must pass through the water. You must wash your clothes on the seventh day, and you will be ceremonially clean, and afterward you may enter the camp." Then the Lord spoke to Moses, "You and Eleazar the priest, and all the family leaders of the community, take the sum of the plunder that was captured, both people and animals. Divide the plunder into two parts, one for those who took part in the war, who went out to battle, and the other for all the community. You must exact a tribute for the Lord from the fighting men who went out to battle. One life out of 500, from the people, the cattle, and from the donkeys and the sheep. You are to take it from their half share and give it to Eleazar the priest for a raised offering to the Lord. From the Israelites' half share, you are to take one portion out of 50 of the people, the cattle, the donkeys, and the sheep, from every kind of animal, and you are to give them to the Levites who are responsible for the care of the Lord's tabernacle." So Moses and Eleazar the priest did as the Lord commanded Moses. The spoil which remained of the plunder which the fighting men had gathered was 675,000 sheep, 72,000 cattle, 61,000 donkeys, and 32,000 young women who had not experienced a man's bed. The half portion of those that went to war numbered 337,500 sheep. The Lord's tribute from the sheep was 675. The cattle numbered 36,000. The Lord's tribute was 72. The donkeys were 30,500, of which the Lord's tribute was 61. The people were 16,000, of which the Lord's tribute was 32 people. So Moses gave the tribute, which was the Lord's raised offering, to Eleazar the priest, as the Lord commanded Moses. From the Israelites' half share that Moses had separated from the fighting men, there were 337,500 sheep from the portion belonging to the community, 36,000 cattle, 30,500 donkeys, and 16,000 people. From the Israelite share, Moses took one of every 50 people and animals and gave them to the Levites who were responsible for the care of the Lord's tabernacle, just as the Lord commanded Moses. Then the officers who were over the thousands of the army, the commanders over thousands, and the commanders over hundreds, approached Moses and said to him, "Your servants have taken account of the men who were in the battle, who were under our authority, and not one is missing. So we have brought as an offering for the Lord what each man found: gold ornaments, armlets, bracelets, signet rings, earrings, and necklaces, to make atonement for ourselves before the Lord." Moses and Eleazar the priest took the gold from them, all of it in the form of ornaments. All the gold of the offering they offered up to the Lord from the commanders of thousands and the commanders of hundreds weighed 16,750 shekels. Each soldier had taken plunder for himself. So Moses and Eleazar the priest received the gold from the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds and brought it into the tent of meeting as a memorial for the Israelites before the Lord. Thank you for joining me on our shared walk through Scripture today. Devotion to Scripture doesn't begin and end here. My prayer is that you will be encouraged to dig deeper and spend some additional time in God's Word today. If you're looking for a great place to start, check the episode description where you will always find a few key verses from the day's reading to reflect on further. I'd love to hear from you. How is God using this podcast to help you grow? How can I be praying for you? Email me at devotedtoscripture@gmail.com. It's amazing seeing a passage come alive as we understand its place in the whole story of the Bible. Knowing and ultimately being a part of that story is the most important undertaking of your life. Join me tomorrow to continue the journey. Be devoted to Scripture.